Welcome back to another Hilchos Shabbos here, and we're continuing the halachos of Tilos Ma'ariv on Friday night. The Mechaber says that Shlich Tzibur after Ma'ariv, after Vayichulu, says a bracha achas me'ein sheva, which is a bracha that is a concise Shemoneh Esrei. You say, Baruch Atah Hashem, Elokeinu v'Elokei v'Seinu, Elokei Avraham, Elokei Yitzchak, Elokei Yaakov. You say, Mogen Ovis with Varoi, Mechayim Esim v'Amoroi, Elokei Lakor Shein Kamoyu. It's like a mini Shemoneh Esrei. And the Mechaber says that a Yochid does not say it. The Ramah brings down, if Yochel wants to say it, he could say it without the psicha, without the Baruch HaTah Hashem beginning, without the Baruch HaTah Hashem at the end, he could say it. And he says, V'chein noyeg in ha-tzibur lo'imrem ha-shatz v'lo'y psicha v'sim. And the minigest haka is that the Kahal says, the Tzibur says, Mogen Ovis v'dvarei. And what's the reason that this halacha of saying me'en shava? Meshavuru explains that in those days, the shuls, the batik nesiyos, were out in the field, and sometimes people came a little late to davening, and they're still davening Shemoneh Esrei, when we finish davening. If you leave right away, they'll be left stranded alone in the Beis Medrash. And this is out in the fields. There's a sakana of mazikim. Therefore, we extended the davening by making this takana to say the bracha of Me'ein Sheva. And this takana was dafka on Leil Shabbosos, not on Leil Yontif, because shichi mazikim more on Leil Shabbos. And therefore, that was the minig that was instituted. And even these days, where our batei medrashos and batei kesiyos are in the city, lemaisa, the takana lo izazav m'kayma. But it's not a din chazaras hashatz because by Ma'ariv we don't have chazaras hashatz. Every day Ma'ariv we don't have chazaras hashatz. Why don't we have chazaras hashatz by Ma'ariv every day? Because Ma'ariv is only reshus. L'maisa, now we're mekabel chayva, but the takana of Ma'ariv is only reshus. And therefore, they were not mesakeh, chazal were not mesakeh chazaras hashatz. But this takana was because of mazikin, and they made a takana that it's similar to a chazaras hashatz. It's a bracha mein sheva, it's like a concise Shemoneh Esrei. But l'maisa, the Rizal says that every takana, even though we say the reason is Asmazikin, it has a little more to it. And the Ariza holds that it is a shtickle together Chazaras Hashatz, and therefore it's brought down that some are bowed down by Baruch Ta Hashem by beginning, just like the beginning of Avos, your Kareah. Here also, they bow down beginning of Baruch Ta Hashem. And the Mishabur also brings down that the Shatz should not start Magen Avos until the Kahal, until the Tzibur finish saying Magen Avos, and then the Chazan says, B'kol Ram, Magen Avos. Now, we see the minig is that most people are not Kareya Baruch Ta Hashem. And a lot of Shliach Tzibur also don't start after everyone's quiet for Magen Avos. So a lot of Svarim, they're trying to be Melamed Tzchus, and they say, because Lamais at the end of the day is not really Chazaras Hashatz, because there's no Din Chazaras Hashatz by Ma'ariv. It was the Din Atakana because of the Sakana Samazikin, and they set it up in this way, and therefore you don't have to be so Makbid to be Kareya, or to have every word B'kal Ram. And therefore, that's why, that's the Melamed Tzchus, why most people are not makbid on being Kareya or on saying every single word out loud is, because Be'etzem, it's not really a Din Chazaras Hashatz, it's just a Takana that they were Mesakim for Sakanas HaMazikin. And in Mi'at Hashem, the next year we'll discuss about saying Me'ein Sheva in a minyan that's not Kavua.